Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And he said, I don't want to hear about nepotism. It happens all across the league. Sure, but this level of it and it being so out in front, can we be honest about it being weird?
It's severe. When was the last time, even if there was nepotism involved, where probably a guy who should be an undrafted free agent or a late second round selection is garnering this much attention?
Right.
And the agency for said guy is trying to force franchises' hands?
Threatening Australia.
Threatening people to try to make a second round or undrafted free agent type guy land where he wants him to land.
Good day, Rich.
It's off-putting. It's gross. It's gross. And again, I do think the biggest victim of this whole thing is Bronny James, because he seems like a good kid.
Seems like a good
kid. Seems like he can definitely turn into an NBA player at some point. I don't think he is that now. But it's just bringing this negative attention to him that's going to be projected onto him when he has said none of these things. He's just trying to follow the lead of his dad and Rich Paul. It's unfair. It's unfair.
We have a Grizzlies pick.
We do.
Cam Spencer.
Cam Spencer, okay.
Hell yeah.
Solid
pick.
Is that not like dead on Grizzlies guy too, by the
way? Super Grizzlies guy.
And they traded up to acquire him. They traded with Timberwolves. Timberwolves now have 57.
There's the climbing trade. There it is. He traded up to get his guy, Gabe.
Traded up. Cam Spencer from UConn. Okay. I don't mind that. But again, roster crunch. We'll talk with Chip Williams Jr. here at about 5:30 about it. But this is going to be interesting to see how the Grizzlies, you know, free up these roster spots to bring in some of these rookies and what they're actually going to do with some of these rookies. Because there are two ways right now, Connor. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're just about taken up. Do they have any open two ways right now? Because they have Scottie Pippen Jr., Trey Jemison. Am I missing something here?
I'll check in with Parker.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check that out. But this is gonna be an interesting roster crunch for the Grizzlies going forward the rest of this offseason. Now let's go ahead and transition into hour number two, and we'll open it up with Jeff Calkins. You heard him earlier today. Connor, you were there with him. I heard you as well. But Jeff Calkins is next.
I'm good.
Did you see what just happened? What just transpired in the NBA draft? I'm sure you did. Bronny James is a Laker. Big upset right there. No one expected that to happen. But now Bronny James, it is a cool story. LeBron and Bronny, first father-son duo to play in the NBA at the exact same time. That'll be cool. That's a cool story. But again, it goes back to my original conversation from the beginning of this whole thing. You saw all these reports about LeBron James saying, you know, basically saying that LeBron James is taking a step back and he's not forcing his hand on the Lakers organization. Yet he ends up with J.J. Redick as the head coach and Bronny James on the same team with him.
Yeah, I get that he doesn't like the narrative, right? But it is unavoidable. And I don't even think it's necessarily inappropriate, you know? Like, if you have LeBron on the team, I don't think it's inappropriate that he has a large voice in what happens, and I would expect to have him to have a large voice in what happens. So, and certainly to spend a second-round pick on Bronny James, it doesn't seem to be egregious to me. It seems fine, you know?
Yeah.
Most of these guys who are picked in the second round will never amount to anything, and so it's fine. And but yes, I've never believed that LeBron wasn't involved in all things Laker. And so now we'll see how this goes. But I think it will be cool. It's a cool story. I know people are sort of sick of the story. They're sick of
sure.
You know. And to some extent, it's somewhat LeBron's fault, but it's also just our obsession with storylines
yep.
and celebrity as opposed to the rest of it. So. Anyway, I mean, we knew that when it was, we're going to fit day two of the draft, the biggest story was going to be Bronny, and here it is.
Yeah, well, screw that. Enough of that. Let's talk about Zach Edey. I'm gonna take a page out of your book this morning. You had a poll out there about the Zach Edey pick at number 9. Love it, hate it, wait and see. Where do you fall?
I mean, I fall somewhere between love it and wait and see. There's no reason, if you have those three choices, love it, hate it, and wait and see, given that it is a NBA draft pick, and by definition...
Almost always wait and see.
Yeah, the smart thing to do is say wait and see. If I had to pick between love it and hate it, if I had not given people the option of wait and see, then I would say love it as opposed to hate it. If you made me pick between those two, I love it more than I hate it. I don't think there's much you really love in this draft. I don't think there was anyone who I'm just have convinced... complete conviction is going to be an all-star from this draft. Literally nobody. Do I have complete conviction there is going to be an all-star from this draft? But given everything, given who was available, given the timeline of the Grizzlies, given the needs of the Grizzlies, all of that, I think it's a totally reasonable pick. And by the way, I think it's a fun pick.
Yep.
You know, he's a guy we've seen play. He's a guy people have opinions about. The truth of the matter is, the Grizzlies picking Zach Edey was the most interesting thing that happened in the NBA draft last night. You know, it gets the most reaction because people have seen him play. They have a reaction to him. He's not like every other player.
He's polarizing.
He's a dominant player, two-time college player of the year. Everyone has opinions about him. He's either fun to watch or infuriating to watch or whatever. Like, I think it's a fun pick. It actually made me think briefly last night. I thought of tweeting. The presence of Zach Edey on this roster sort of makes me want to go back to being a full-time sports columnist as opposed to the part-time sports columnist that I am now. I think it makes this team that much more intriguing that adding Cody Williams or whatever would not have, right? Like, this is another fun story to watch. And so I'm not at all persuaded he will be an all-star, and I'm open to the possibility that he may be a bust.
Yep.
But I think he will be a useful player. That would be my prediction. He will be a useful player, and he could be even more than a useful player. And so he's a guy, if I had been Zach Kleiman in that spot and weren't allowed to trade down, whatever else, I just had to walk up and pick a player last night, that's what I would have picked.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I think that's sort of what we're looking at. Dalton Kennett could have been another pick there, but at the same time, hey, it is what it is. The Vol fans
the
got their game off last night.
To 17, the fact that he falls
yes,
to 17,
it made you question. Sort of, it made you question.
Validate, yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. What are we missing? I think it has to do with defense, though, right, with him, for the most part.
Yeah, it's age and defense, and as Chris put it today when we were talking on my show, the reason that the age matters to people is... it's not like sometimes in the NFL, if someone, you know, you get a 25-year running back, like the Bills drafted a 25-year-old running back in this draft. You're like, well, how long is he going to even play? That's not really the issue in the NBA. The issue is, to some extent, well, what's the ceiling? But the real issue with drafting an older player is, did they only become good once they started being older than all of the, you know, like if they only started being good, which is kind of true for Connect. He really emerged as a great player once he was older than everybody.
Yep.
Right? And that's not true of Edey. Edey was a great player the last 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, as Chris said, Tim Duncan, 4-year player, he was better than everybody all 4 years. So it's not like he only got to be dominant in his last years. Zach Edey was dominant for 2 years. Dalton Connect really had his best year once he becomes older than everybody. So you wonder how much you should discount what you just saw with your own eyes because of the age thing. I think that's where that comes into play. I think that's, in as well as the defense, is why he slid. And it will be a little painful, I'll be honest, if he becomes awesome with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like that will be painful. That will look bad on Zach Kleiman if that's the way it evolves. If Zach Edey is a bust and Dalton Connect is lighting it up with the Lakers, that will be painful. But, you know, that's why he gets the big bucks.
Yeah, now Zach Edey, what to like about him. He's as accomplished a player out of college as the Grizzlies have ever brought in, probably the most accomplished player, 2-time Naismith Player of the Year. He's very productive, 25 points per game, around 12.5 rebounds per game. He addresses an immediate need. He's cost-controlled. And he, to me, and this is what we talked about, you know, numerous times, he seems like a Grizz guy. They don't worry about age. They worry about production and your accomplishments and what you can actually provide for them. And he is a 7'4 behemoth. That's what to like as well. Well, next to Jaren Jackson Jr., I think he can hide some of those defensive deficiencies. But when it comes to the concerns, the slow, not very fleet of foot, right, can't run the floor the best. Some people, weirdly enough, I find this a little weird because he did play 32 minutes out of 40 possible minutes per game last year. But they worry about in the NBA what his breath is going to look like and his conditioning. But those concerns, I know this is going to be redundant, but the concerns, how much do they concern you with Zach Edey?
I mean, the main one is defense, right? Like, what's that going to be like? I don't have really, offensively, I have very little in the way of concerns. You know, you hear some people say you can't run the floor with Ja. Well, very few people can.
Donovan Klingon can't
either.
Steven
Adams couldn't. Donovan Klingon can't. Yeah, like, so, you know, you're not going to be having your bigs beating Ja down the floor or even necessarily participating, you know, whatever. As long as he's got Jaren running with him and others running with him, I think that's fine. The question is obviously, is defensively, what's that going to look like? And there will be limitations there. He's obviously going to be playing drop coverage mostly. It'll help to have Jaren out there, you know. And so we'll see. It's possible he'll be played off the floor in circumstances. I think it's likely he'll be played off the floor in certain circumstances. We saw that with Steven Adams, obviously, against Minnesota in the playoffs. But let me ask you this. Would not, given the draft that was available last night, if you got the Steven Adams that we've seen the last couple of years healthy, who was played off the floor, couldn't play in every situation, played off the floor against Minnesota, isn't that a worthy pick at 9?
Yeah, considering the need, yes.
Considering the need and the nature of this draft, right, and the players available in this draft.
And by the way, Steven Adams back in the day was a 12th overall pick, just so we're clear.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that is a concern, and I think it's a legitimate concern. I think he'll be better offensively than people are even imagining. Like, he can set picks. He'll be a hellacious offensive rebounder. He can hit foul shots, unlike Steven Adams. He's a better foul shooter. He's more skilled at finishing. Like, I saw people, there were people who were comparing him to Shane Thabeet, which is just preposterous.
Yes.
He is large. Shane Thabeet was large. But A, just look at the production. Like, his production in his last year of college compared to Thabeet's was basically double points, double in rebounds. He was the most dominant player in college basketball. But he also is someone who is committed to the game,
yep,
who works at the game, and who is immensely skilled around the basket. You couldn't throw Hashim to beat the basketball with any confidence he would catch it. And this dude, you know, no, he's not going to be running the floor with Ja, but he will be an easy target for Ja, you know, in the half court. And so I think it'll be terrific offensively, impactful offensively immediately, and they'll figure it out defensively, I suspect. So I'm kind of excited about it.
Few things here is like, really, they need him to set screens and rebound. Two things, right, we know Zach Edey will immediately, the things that absolutely should translate to the NBA are screen setting and rebounding, right? Like, that's where I alleviate some of those concerns. And then the other part of this that I think we're discounting is the fact that having Zach Edey on the floor, sure, he can get played off the floor defensively in certain situations, depending on the lineups that are run out there by other teams. But he will definitely sway other coaches into having to put a massive human being on the floor. You cannot go out there and try to defend Zach Edey with somebody that's under 7 foot. You're going to have, I think putting Zach Edey on the floor will dictate the lineups that other teams will throw out there at times.
That'll be interesting. Will they do that, or will they see? Will they say we'll trade 3 for 2? You know, like, sure, Zach Edey can be getting all the dunks he wants, and we'll have someone who can pull him out and bury threes over his head. You know, it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Do you think he will be on the all rookie team, first team, like next year?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's 5. Will he be among? It is. If you look at odds for rookie of the year, I think he's 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons, of course, is that there is, for him, unlike for a lot of the guys, like even Reed Shepard, for example, who's picked 3rd, there's a clear path to playing time.
Yes.
You know, you know he is going to be playing meaningful minutes. I think there's a very good likelihood that he could be the starting center on day one.
Yeah.
And he may not be the closing center on day one, but I think there's a very good likelihood he could be the starting center on day one. And I think if he is, he will be productive.
Yeah.
He will be productive in the minutes he plays. I'm quite confident.
Yeah, and here's the at the risk of sounding corny, I think one of the things I like about Zach Edey the most is something you can't really measure, and that's sort of the fact that he really did add something to his bag every single offseason at Purdue. Like, he's a guy who clearly loves basketball, clearly has a tendency to get better offseason after offseason. And he can morph his game depending on what his team needs, and that's something that Matt Painter talked about with Gary Parrish on Grind City Media today.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, there are, for example, one of the things that they asked him at Purdue was they said, we don't need you in foul trouble. Right, and so you look at his block rate was not, for a guy who's 7'4", particularly impressive. The Grizzlies won't care. You know, the Grizzlies are like, they're not playing him 40 minutes a game anyway. And so they're going to say, listen, if you pick up a foul trying to block a shot, that's fine. And so you actually, in some ways, may see him being that much more an effective player than in certain circumstances, defensively, for example, than he was at Purdue.
Yep. Now, these other picks, talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9-11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. These other picks, we have Jalen Wells from Washington State, 42% three-point shooter on 5 per game. And then Cam Spencer. I like this. This was very much a Zach Kleiman got to trade up and go get his guy at 53 in Cam Spencer. They clearly found a void on the team. They want more three-point shooting, and they seem to get that in day 2.
Yeah, you would say, coming into this draft, what did the Grizzlies need? They need size, they need a center, and they need shooting. And so they got one on day 1, and then they got the others on day 2. Two guys who in day 2 have both hit better than 40% from threes this past season. Considerably better, honestly, I think, for both of them. Now, Wells feels like, I mean, weirdly, because he was the higher pick, but he's more of a project.
Yes.
He only became, obviously, he's got a great story, Division II player, really exploded this year, is just a freaking great shooter, but the rest of his game is described as unpolished. I cannot say I can weigh in on having seen him and scouted him personally, but if the rest of his game can catch up with his shooting, the Grizzlies could really have something. Cam Spencer, obviously, 5-year college player, I think. You know, he has athletic limitations. He's undersized for a wing, but he's scrappy.
Very feisty.
He's very feisty, and he is a shot maker. And you just feel like he will have a role ultimately on this team, right? And so, they had, you know, I don't think the NBA is particularly a draft where you draft for need, but I do think fit matters. And the Grizzlies had some really incredibly clear, unmistakable needs, and they have, you know, they have addressed them both.
Okay,
now, whether they'll be the answer, I don't know. What this means for a certain other shooter on the team, we'll see. But I like the way they've addressed it.
They're going to have a roster crunch, and they're going to have to figure out what they want to do with Zaire Williams, see if there's any takers out there. But they're with these rookies, they're going to have to figure out, are they going to move on from Trey Jemison as a two-way? Who are they going to add to this roster? Lamar Stevens is still floating out there. There's a lot to be done with this roster before we actually get to game one. Now, last thing I'll leave you with, day two is over. First ever two-day draft, NBA draft, is over. Do you have a grade for the Grizzlies based on these three picks?
Grade.
Yeah.
Grade.
Come on.
I mean, I like it. A-, B+. Like, what the hell do you want? I think they address their needs. I like the players they got. I think they address their needs. I don't think there's an all-star in the bunch, right? So can you give them an A if they don't have an all-star on that? If they don't have a future all-star? But...
Well, if that's the grading scale, though, I don't know if anybody would get an A. I don't know if you have a bunch of future all-stars in this draft.
I do think people tend to talk themselves into drafts.
Yes.
Right? And so, you know, I mean, the whole thing is wait and see, obviously, right?
Sure.
But I think you have to be pretty pleased with what they accomplished, don't you?
Yeah. I'd put it a B, solid B. I have no issues. Maybe Zach Edey was a little overdrafted, but the more that we got intel about who he was as a player and his rising through the pre-draft process, it looked like he was going to be a lottery pick anyway.
Yeah, and I just have no use for the overdrafted complaint, because if he was – I've literally heard people say, well, if they'd taken him at 15, I would get – come on.
Is there any guarantee he's going to be there at 15?
There's no guarantee he'll be there. There's no difference. Literally, if you get him – if he would be a good player – and here's the truth. Zaire Williams, drafted where he was a bad pick. If Zaire Williams, they'd traded down and picked him at 22, he would have been a bad pick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you can play – if Zach Edey is an effective 24-minute – 22-minute, whatever, cog on this team for the next 2 years and then going forward, then he's worth the pick at 9. If he isn't, then he would have been worth the pick at 16. The overdrafted stuff is nonsense. There's only one. He's not like a wing where there was four or five of them available and you could trade down and hope to get one. There's one of these dudes left. There was two. I don't believe Zach Kleiman when he said, or sort of implied, that you know, what he said was the night worked out the way we wanted, or we got exactly what we wanted, or some whatever the quote was exactly. Well, when he asked it who he wanted. I think it's pretty clear, given the reports, that had they traded up, they would have taken Klingon over Edey. I think that's true. If the way you define what they wanted is got a starting center out of this draft, then Zach Kleiman, when he said that, was not lying. We got what we wanted, whatever else. This night unfolded the way we wanted, whatever the quote was. I think if you define it as what we wanted was one of these two centers, then they got what they wanted. I do not believe they would have picked Edey over Klingon. Do you?
No. I think when he says that, he's basically saying the way we wanted it to play out is if we couldn't trade up for Donovan Klingon, we were going to take Edey at 9.
Right,
it's that simple.
Right. And that's what, so
that's what
we wanted.
Yeah.
Right, you just have to frame what we wanted the right way, and then you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
For
sure.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. Thanks for hopping on. That's Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian Columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's fireworks season. July 4th is on the way, and Boom City Fireworks is your one-stop shop, or really two-stop shop because they have two locations, for everything you need when it comes to your fireworks selection. Those two locations, 3rd Street South or Getwell at State Line Road, for the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Both locations are open daily, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they're not outdoor. You're not going to have to brave the Memphis weather because they do have AC at Boom City Fireworks. Again, largest selection of fireworks in stock in the Mid-South at Boom City Fireworks. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, and more. To check out their selection, you can visit their Facebook page at Boom City Fireworks for more exciting information. They have power candles at $3.97. Make sure you look for their daily specials on that Facebook page at Boom City Fireworks. But they have a huge selection in stock today. And I would go in early. You don't want to be stuck there July 2nd, July 3rd, or hell, even July 4th, with a massive rush. So go early, avoid the rush, one of their two locations, 3rd Street South, or Getwell at State Line Road for Boom City Fireworks. Now let's go ahead and transition and talk more about the Zach Edey pick, the NBA draft, how the Grizzlies did. They got Jalen Wells and Cam Spencer as well. So let's go ahead and talk to Chip Williams Jr. We have NBA draft analyst from Bluff City Media joining us next. He's an NBA draft analyst. He does some work for Bluff City Media. He is on X at Chip Williams Jr. Chip, what's happening, brother? How are you?
Man, Gabe, I'm doing great. How are you? I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We have a first-timer. Now, let's do it. Let me start here. 20,000-foot view. You end up with Zach Edey, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer. What do you think of this draft all said and done? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, to me, I tweeted this, and this is kind of how I feel. This just feels like climbing and the Grizzlies front office, like an old school, we're just going to take awesome basketball players, guys who are highly productive in college, who have translatable skills to the NBA, and we're going to bet on that. Like similar bets they made with Vince Williams, Desmond Bane, Santi Aldama, Xavier Tillman. Like a lot of the picks where you were like, oh, wow, the Grizzlies found a real player in the second round. That's what it feels like they did. And then obviously with Edey, the big guy, that's the swing for, the starting center, someone with a fairly high upside. But again, was just a hyper-productive college player, one of the most productive college players ever. So, yeah, just like old school, you know, draft Twitter favorite.
Right.
Everyone likes it. That's what this feels like, man.
Yeah. Now, Zach Edey, polarizing prospect. I don't have to tell you that. And I think based on the way you've talked about him, I think you had him as number 10 on your big board. So he got drafted at number 9. He was number 10 on your big board. You didn't think it was some type of ridiculous overdraft or overvaluing of him. How much concern do you have about him translating to the NBA? Because his style of basketball, you know, dump it into the blender, let him go cook at the rim, sort of slow pace that Purdue played, it's going to have to be a complete, reshuffling for him, a complete learning process to get into the NBA with this Grizzlies team who gets up and down the floor. And he's not going to be a guy seemingly who's going to be the focal point offensively because they have three of those already.
Yeah, so it took me a while to get on board with Edey. I think it was sometime in May that I had some conversations with some people whose basketball opinion I really respect, and I knew that they were high on Edey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I kind of debated them, and they really opened my eyes to the path of Zach Edey as a role player in the NBA versus this, throw the ball in the post, let him shoot 20 times a game. Just a style of basketball that we haven't seen in the NBA really in a long time. So what I kind of took away from some of my conversations and then going back and watching a lot of his stuff was he's an elite rebounder. He's probably the best screen setter I've seen in several drafts. Just the fact that he's, you know, when he puts his shoes on, he's 7'5", 300 pounds with a 7'11 wingspan. That's a lot of man to get around on a screen. And then I think this one is sometimes overlooked, is that he played 32 minutes a game.
Yes.
And he was by far the highest usage guy on Purdue. He's touching the ball every single time. It's not like he's just standing in the corner as a floor spacer playing 32 minutes a game. He's that size, high usage, and doesn't foul out, doesn't seem to have any conditioning problems. So if he's just elite at those three things, setting screens, rebounding, and always a reliable guy who's not going to tire, that's a rotation player in the NBA. Then you add the fact that he's one of the most prolific post scorers in the history of college basketball and one of the most impactful players in the history of college basketball. And your mind can start to go to some places where you put him on the floor with a bunch of floor spacers and a bunch of guys who are really good at passing the ball, then wow, like where can this go? Where exactly does this lead? But I buy the floor of this is a big who fits a lot of the needs the Grizzlies have. And he just frankly makes a lot of sense from that standpoint.
Now, let's rewind to when you weren't on the Zach Edey sort of train. Obviously, it sounds like you had to get there having conversations. When you weren't on the sort of Zach Edey bandwagon, what were your biggest concerns? What would keep you at that point from taking him at number nine?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think it's probably not that dissimilar from some of the negative stuff you've heard since the pick was made and leading up to the process, right? Like, how's he going to defend in space? What's it going to look like if teams in the playoffs are hunting him in mismatches on pick and rolls and stuff like that? Can he move well enough to get up and down the floor and kind of play the modern game? And I think some of those questions are very real. But you look at his fit specifically with the Grizzlies. So let's say that he does have some problems defending in space from time, or teams are constantly throwing him in pick and rolls. Well, the guy that he's going to be playing next to in the front court won Defensive Player of the Year a couple seasons ago.
Yep.
And is pretty good at cleaning up a lot of that stuff because he's familiar with playing with guys who sometimes get beat, and he's right there to clean all that stuff up. So from a fit perspective defensively, I think that it doesn't entirely wipe out that question, but you at least feel a lot better about that. And then I think I just got to a place where I focused on what he does elite versus what maybe the questions are, and I landed that this guy's going to be a productive NBA player.
Yeah, and I'll say this, like, if you're talking about him in general and just sort of the givens, the non-negotiables, what you know he can give you, rebounding and screen setting. And really, that checks probably two of two boxes that the Grizzlies were looking for in a center of the future.
No, exactly. And like he's elite at both of those things, right? I think the big question is, so we know he's going to be able to screen and create space for Ja, for Bain, for Gigi. Possibly even Jaren, like some 4-5 pick and roll stuff is very interesting to me. But once, so let's just think about this, right? So he sets a screen for Ja. We know that Ja is so good at getting to the basket, creating for others, whatever, you know, he just does Ja stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He's a magician when he gets in the pick and roll. So if you're a team defending that, all right, let's say you switch it. And so all of a sudden, now Zach Edey is being guarded by a guy who's, what, maybe 6'5 at best?
Yep.
Well, good luck stopping him from getting to the basket and finishing. Let's say you run a second player at him and double it to make him pick up the dribble. Well, then you've got Desmond Bane, Vince Williams, Luke Kennard, Jaren Jackson, all spotting up, all very capable shot makers. I think that's a big swing skill for him, is what does that look like now that he has teammates very capable of making shots? What's that passing look like? I think he's a high IQ player. I think he makes quick reads, but we just didn't see him do that a lot at Purdue because he was always so close to the basket and he was always able to just finish over. So that is another question, but I buy him being able to develop that because he's made so many improvements to his game from the first 2 years to the last two.
All right, now they have three rookies, and right now, like they, I think they have 14 guys on the active roster, and then you have Lamar Stevens that's floating out there. This is going to be an interesting roster crunch, and I wonder how they go about, you know, handling this. I'd imagine one of Jalen Wells or Cam Spencer will be on a two-way. I think they want to keep Scottie Pippen Jr. on a two-way. Like, how do you imagine this sort of playing out, or do you have really any idea at this moment?
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? And this is just kind of step one of the offseason, that you've got the free agent period coming up. You've got, obviously, trades that can be executed, you know, starting now all the way through the training camp period. But I'm with you. I think the Cam Spencer is almost certainly going to take one of those two-way spots. What they do with those remaining is a question. You know, does Trey Jameson, you know, adding Zach Edey, maybe he's not quite the need that he once was. My guess is that Jalen Wells is going to be on the active roster. It's possible that he takes a two-way, but just my guess, you draft a guy in the 30s, that's typically right. Someone you give an NBA contract to. So it was already a tight roster, and now you're bringing in three rookies. So it's they've got some real decisions to make over the next month.
And then outside of the rookies, I think that another big, a vet big, is probably on the horizon.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, the way that Zach Kleiman talked about it would not surprise me if Zach Edey is your opening day starter as a big. But I think they would like to have another, you know, quote-unquote traditional big, someone who can play the center position, who's got the 7-foot-plus size. Because if Edey were to go down, now you're looking at, does Jaren play the five? Brandon Clark, we know he's effective at that, but he's still 6'8". He's going to struggle against some guys that are quite a bit bigger. So I agree with you. It makes some sense to add one more veteran big to the roster.
Yeah, and I wonder what happens with Zaire. From what I hear, they've been trying to make some moves to get Zaire up out of there to try to free up a roster spot, but I don't know if they've had a whole lot of success at it. But, Chip, this was beautiful stuff, man. I appreciate it. You've done a great job through the NBA draft process, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Man, thanks so much. Anytime. Pleasure's all mine.
Yes, sir. That is Chip Williams, at Chip Williams Jr. on X. He's really good at basketball talent identification. He's an NBA draft analyst, does some really good work with Bluff City Media. Chip's phenomenal, man. Chip's awesome. Chip's awesome.
It always makes me feel better when Chip, Harrington, and Parker are all happy with the Grizzlies' choice. That makes me feel better.
And just so we're clear, Chip's big board that he put out, he had Zach Edey at number 10, so getting him at number 9 is not a massive reach. And then those two second-round picks. He had Jalen Wells as his 27th-ranked guy. They got him at 39. And Cam Spencer as his 46th-ranked guy. They got him at 53. So, per Chip's board, pretty good value out of this draft, you know, as opposed to some of the outside thought with Zach Edey in particular. Pretty good value for the Grizzlies, according to Chip.
Pretty good.
And I do agree with his just the 20,000-foot view question. They just went out of their way, and this has sort of been the thought process behind Zach Kleiman since he's taken over. Find hyper-productive guys that have good sort of basketball IQ, basketball knowledge, and pretty high character for the most part. That's just sort of what they did this draft. All three guys fit directly into that category of Grizz guy under Zach Kleiman.
I can't wait to see Cam Spencer screaming at people in South Haven.
Oh, that'll
South
be fun.
Haven. It's
going to
be
that'll
great.
That'll be fun. And I wonder about him, man. I think there's an outside shot that he can really turn into a nice role player at some point.
I like the swing on him. It's really good value where they got him. And it does sound like Wells will probably be on the roster. Harrington is also saying that his prediction would be Wells is on the roster, Spencer on the two-way, which means we might have to say goodbye to Jimison here soon.
Yeah. But, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. We're probably going to find another vet big out there. And this roster crunch is going to be interesting to watch, though. Do not lose sight of that.
Definitely more guys need to be moved.
Yep, for sure. But we need to go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we will grab small talk, and then we'll wrap up this Thursday edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, we've already talked, we've made the jokes, We've talked about the negativity surrounding Bronny James Jr. We've already said it's unfair to him because I think he has a chance to be an NBA player, but everything's just being forced upon him, and there's a lot of negativity surrounding it. But with all that, let's put that to the side. We already discussed it. I think we do need to admit this is damn cool. This is very cool. First father-son duo to play in the NBA at the same time, much less being on the same exact team in the same exact franchise. I don't know. Bronny will probably be on a two-way. In all likelihood, he was drafted at 55. Maybe LeBron tries to move along and get him an active roster spot. But I think that LeBron has gotten what he's wanted this offseason with J.J. Redick and now Bronny being drafted to the Lakers. But Joe Pompliano put out just a really cool, just mind-blowing tweet and picture. And he covers, you know, sports business, really good at that. But he put out a picture of 17 years ago, LeBron James and Bronny embracing, and LeBron has him in his right arm after the Cavs won the Eastern Conference and were going to the NBA Finals. I believe it was the first one that he went to. And it is kind of jarring to think LeBron James still averages the same amount of points, rebounds, and assists as he did when that picture was taken 17 freaking years ago, around 27-8-8. It's just, it is. He's one of the biggest figures we've ever had in the NBA. And for him to be alongside his son now, it's a fun storyline. I think it's more storyline than, practical at this particular moment. But I think we do need to take a step back for a moment and understand this storyline is pretty phenomenal. And it's going to be really cool to watch how it unfolds.
It is historic. I know that LeBron may have pressured people, and that's why Bronny's in the league. But at the end of the day, I think it's awesome. You know, he is playing with his son. I do hope that we get a moment at some point where maybe Bronny gets to throw a lob to LeBron. That would be really cool. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest about it, I'm not sure the Lakers are in a position to win a championship right now. I know that they're going to say the right things and they're going to say that they want to contend. But if we're being completely honest about it, I wouldn't pick them in the top five teams who have a real shot at it. So you might as well go out playing with your son. It is a really cool story. All jokes aside, I am rooting for Bronny. All the talk around him is not his fault. I hope that he can find a place and find himself within the NBA. He is an extremely raw prospect, but he has got some tools to where he could turn out to be a solid guy down the line. It's going to take some time, but I'm rooting for the kid, and it's an awesome story. The Nike ad was on point too. You just never see this. You just never see this.
We literally have never seen this. that's what
and the
makes
pictures
it so damn
of Bronny
cool.
Bronny as a kid and LeBron holding him make me feel like I'm a billion years old.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You're the oldest 29-year-old.
I'm the oldest 29-year-old on the planet.
Also, it's two-way season, and, you know, we're getting some summer league things in. A couple of things worth mentioning. P.J. Hall, Clemson, a big man that not a lot of people here in Memphis really like. He agreed to a two-way contract with the Denver Nuggets. It looks like DJ Burns is going to have his opportunity to make it into the NBA. A big, big hero around the NCAA tournament, but he will join the Cleveland Cavaliers for NBA Summer League. One thing that we are going to wait on, though, what happens with our guy from Memphis, David Jones? Seems like he was, you know, the reason he made this designation to go into the NBA draft, because he seemingly would have had a two-way on the way. But we will see overnight what happens there. But that's going to be a wrap for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Chip Williams Jr. and Jeff Calkins for their contributions to the show. We'll meet back here at the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, let me go ahead and pass you off to Amber and Ian. For Connor, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy the rest of your night.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. The Jeff Calkins Show, weekday mornings from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams, or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay.
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting here on 680 AM.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you,
it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warrant. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6P56.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF6 95, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P56.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.